Bong.
Bong.
Oh, are we on?
Bong.
I was catching a net while we're waiting for New York to come online.
New York, New York, where are you?
You know, it's amazing. The show comes as a surprise to the technicians back in Gotham City every time we come out
here. I know. Well, I love you.
I think they're playing video games.
They might be.
Yeah.
You have a nice
shirt on to
shirt
celebrate
on, yeah.
Today?
Yeah.
Yes.
Let's talk about the celebration.
Celebration Day, it was good. For those of you who don't know, we're in Great Woods tonight in Mansfield, Mass., just outside of Boston, Mass., and let's say the winning of the Stanley Cup is a big thing in New England tonight.
Oh, yeah.
Would think of it, I'll explain to the Parrotheads and see if you concur with my description of how this is.
All right.
If you had a large banquet feast and it was the best meal you ever ate, we are just dessert to the banquet that the Boston Bruins brought to New England.
Yeah, I completely concur with that analysis.
Oh, thank you, Walter. I mean, Mike. Oh. The ghost of Walter Cronkite has come back upon us there.
Exactly. He's out sailing.
So, yeah, we're just dessert to this. And they had a parade today. Huge parade.
You were out there, I hear.
Well, I'm a child of Mardi Gras. You give me a parade, I'll dress up.
And you got dressed up, I hear.
I did. I got dressed up, and I went down in the street, and the duck boats were parading. It reminded me when we were in the duck boats when we went to do Fenway Park here.
And what happened after that parade? I believe the Red Sox won the World Series.
The Red Sox won the World Series. We come to town. They win the Stanley Cup.
Yeah. What is going on?
I don't know here. Yeah. What? And we're in Chicago about this time last year. What happened?
They won the Stanley Cup.
The Blackhawks won the Stanley Cup.
Yep.
And I guess, should we tell of our adventure? I actually drank beer out of the Stanley Cup.
Oh, last year.
We poured Landshark into the Stanley Cup and we drank it.
It made it to one of the shows in Chicago.
It did. Yes, it did. I've seen the cup up close and personal.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Was your name on it?
No.
It wasn't.
But I drank some beer out of it. So, you know, when I get to be old and people ask what you did in life, I go, well, there's some things I can talk about and some things I can't. But one thing I can say is I had a beer out of the Stanley Cup.
Right. Well, do you want to talk about anything you can't talk about?
Let's see. On the radio?
No.
Nah. Wait for the next book when I'm 90. I'll tell it all then.
Tell it. Are you gonna? You heard that on Margaritaville
Radio? No, I'm
not
gonna tell it all.
Yeah,
it'll be on Facebook by then anyway. All right. But we're back. It's Great Woods, which is the parking lot that has probably been, along with I'd say Irvine on the West Coast, the ones that kind of led the way in how to teach people how to have a good time.
Well, you know, we were out there earlier in that parking lot, and they have not stopped partying from this morning, I tell you.
No, as I said, that was weird dessert.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know what they're going to do for after dinner drinks, but I'm sure they'll find something.
Oh,
but
they will.
It takes me back to an example to show how great fans are up here in New England. Was it 3 years ago? There was a hurricane.
Yes.
We played a Thursday night show, hurricane scheduled to hit on Saturday. On a day's notice, being a man of the weather, I went on the radio and I said, we're going to move the show to 4 because it'll still rain and be horrible, but it won't be in the middle of a hurricane. And because they know how to deal with weather up here, everybody still came.
Oh, exactly.
So that's the kind of loyalty they have here, and I appreciate that.
Well, I do too. You know,
I got emotional.
I know. You do appreciate it.
I do appreciate
it. Yeah. I believe we opened this place up.
And we opened this. We opened it, and it's had many, many names, but we affectionately refer to it as Great Woods.
It is Great Woods. Always in our hearts, Great Woods.
It is always in our hearts, Great Woods. And this is going to be, I'm amped up here.
Oh, yeah.
I'm having a tequila right now while I'm talking on the radio.
Are you really?
Yes. So if I get close to the edge of the stage.
Come back. We'll come. We're going to.
Give me a warning shot.
We will. We'll give you a warning. We'll come tackle you.
I mean, not a warning shot, like another shot.
Right.
Just give me a warning message. Don't walk out there with another shot of tequila. Yeah. No, that would not be good.
Just remember, go sideways. Don't go forward.
Yeah. So, and this is a fun run. Then we go from here to, this is good crowds everywhere. Pittsburgh,
then Camden, Philadelphia.
Philadelphia, Camden, and then Cheesehead Land, here we come.
That's right, where cheese grows on trees.
Cheese grows on trees. The beautiful cheese trees are going to be in bloom out there because they had a long winter.
They did.
I got it from a friend of mine out there who's a horticulturist.
You know, have you ever had the Roquefort flower?
The what?
The Roquefort flower.
As in Roquefort cheese?
Yes.
No, what's the Roquefort flower?
It's a beautiful purple But
is it akin to the cheese trees of Wisconsin?
Oh, it is. It is. Yeah.
Well, that's, you know, did you know that lobsters and clams grow on bushes in New England? They don't grow in the ocean. This is bullshit. They're actually land-based creatures. There's lobster and clam bushes.
You know,
You didn't know that?
I did know that.
I saw it on the internet.
Well, you can believe everything
on
the internet.
Yes, sir. Everything I read about me on the internet is true.
Yeah.
I'm dead. I'm, well, whatever.
Oh, no!
Doyle!
Cancel the show.
Is that apple juice?
Doyle, we just had a major, we had a toxic spill at Radio Margaritaville.
Clean the toxic spill.
Get the troops in here. We need the emergency environmental cleanup. Mooney, get that towel down there. Okay, there it is. Okay.
Hazmat.
So, Hazmat, tell me how you're going to deal.
Put on your goggles.
We have Mike Mooney here. Doyle's the major oil spill here behind stage. How are you going to deal with this?
Well, I have a couple of boats coming in, and we're gonna work around the spill until we get it into one towel, and then we're gonna.
What is that towel under your toe that you're rubbing around on the concrete floor here? This is the way we do.
Is that the one you're going? Is Dan going to give that to Jimmy
on
stage?
Well, I guess we got to open up the can of pedal steel players.
Yeah,
okay.
He's nervous.
He's nervous now.
Where'd
he fled. You know what it was? He did a doily gig last night.
I know.
Oh, God, get out of here. Oh, Mooney, yuck, puke.
That is apple juice.
That is apple juice. Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
On the rocks.
Now, Doyle did a doily show last night, and he's got guests here, so he might have been a little nervous.
He is. I think that's what happened.
I know it. He fled.
How did he spill that?
He ran into you.
I didn't.
You cover a wide area with your presence.
Oh,
I mean,
yeah.
Not physical. Your mantra.
The mantra.
Let's get off the air here. People are bored with us talking. We start to sound like Mike and Mike here.
Yeah, right. Well, anyway.
We're Bing and Bong.
Bing, Bong.
Bing.
And Bong.
Let's go do Great Woods.
All right.
Thanks for listening, everybody. Have a good time tonight. Congratulations, Boston Bruins.
Oh, yeah.